Tune Call Show, Third Tune Call Show, Summer Hay Tough Shin Lamed Hay, 1975. Continued.
But to smooth it out, you know, with Yanshem Vash, that you are alive. To smooth it. To smooth it out, Yanshem Vash, you are alive. The Lord will go on. Bow to Shloshim Katrin. Ask him to tell a comment. Rachom Nim, Shloshim Bibi Katrin. Shloshim Bibi Evika. We show him, Shloshim, so he shall be pushed. So even those who say that you are allowed to be Losh, but Yanshem Vash, but we push him, we look for water now. Because if it's look for water, so then it's in my area, then it's in my hachmas. Then it's in my hachmas. That's the reason of my shalom. It's not right, because it has to, that's the reason why the hachomim won't be sake, but the corner of my shalom. So if it's pushri, if it's lukewarm, so then it's in my hachmas. But anyway, so we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that if the chatchile are allowed to be lost, Yain Shem Yudvash, so it's a stira between Chavakive and Chavakive. Here he says that even Chathile, Shabbos Yoyis is Rabbi Rabbi Shul Rash, and he's of Yain Shem Yudvash, on the Dobo. So Chathile you can be Losh. And over there he says, Krat Liso, Shem Yudusha, Yain Shem Yudvash, you cannot be Losh, Yain Shem Yudvash. So the Gemara says, look Kashi, Hobi don't have Rishi, Hobi don't have Shem. When Rabbi Akiva said Shabbos Yoyso, it's all the Rabbi Shul Rash to him, that Lechatchila according to Rabbi Akiva you can be Losh, Yain Shem Yudvash, so that is Yom Tov Sheni, not the first night of Pesach. But when it says Krat Liso Shem Yudusha, Yain Shem Yudvash, so that is Yom Tov Rish, the first night of Pesach. Tomo Rabbi Shul Rishnei, Rabbi Shul Rishnei, 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 Yei Mekam El Tomisha Rishnei, Mikam Ve'eleich, Mushul Bichlob. So the first day, don't make an Elisha in milk. But the other days, you can make an Elisha in milk. So in other words, so the first night of Pesach, so when you say, Yom Tov Rishni doesn't mean the whole day, it means the first night. So there is a Halacha of Lechemeini, so in Ve'eleich, you cannot be Losh. In Yan Shem Yudvash, because that's inconsistent with Lachanein. It's Matashiro. But Masheike, the other days of Pesach, and even the first day, but not the night, not the first night. So then, you allow Mechatchile to be Losh, Yan Shem Yudvash. So you more at the Kashe, Batanye, Rabbi Shua the Levi said to his children that the income to the Chlom come to Chlom, you can wash in milk, you can mix in milk, but any day of the year you're not allowed. No day of the year are you allowed to be washing milk. Satan washes the Yisra B'cholom, you wash the Paz Asso, you can hear the Aveiro, because of the possible Mikshul that will lead it to be. So how would Rabbi Shua the Levi tell his children to mix in milk? Alohakam, ye me come with me shall be dupshe in vash. Me come with me shall be dupshe in vash. Go you say me, lay on me chlobe. I'm not going to keep to a show, or can not make him to. And words like the eye of Nax, that was very small. Nax is a very small eye. It's a very small eye. So in other words, if you make him very small, he's so. So why is it also to be washed in hollow? Because maybe to remain and then lead it together with Bosa. But if it's very small and you lead it up immediately, so the maybe there is no need. No need. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. In Rosh Hashanah, some Matzis, Yahim Shem Vash, Shreem, Makas Lachmit, Yoch Lishema, the Pichoch, in Rosh, the Sora Biyah, the Mutkon, the Roy Biyonte. So Biyonte, if you cannot burn it, the Abosh on Tzibach. So, ולשלוקי דום עלינו מפרס עם החמיצי לא יקשה לך. תראה, אם חיות מהחמיצי קורס כבר, להב החמיץ גומו, או לחמיץ מוקשב, תראים הרב, ואיזה חיוצי למה לא אחריץ, ואי אפשר לשמו. וחכום עם אימון תאוכל, תכסה בו אפשר לשמו, ואוכל כסנמיה, ומשנה אפר לא יתחמץ. So, in other words, so we have שבוס יהוי סו שבוס יצרי בפסח איך לא ניצו וזה בבישוע המקרתי תוך מנה אחרי סוסו פושי מהר אחמיץ עם מישהו לא היו איש שעמד זוכי בו בינו לחמי אבוש ניסו בכל אופן מזרשון או שוריך ובוסרים כנדורי מיד כאי קיים של שיר מותר הוא לא אומר בכל אופן יוכל מיד בסחת ובמה שלהם דברים שנו יש בכל אופן so we need it up immediately now so according to Rashi so this machlokes so according to Rashi so we have a threefold machlokes and this threefold machlokes according to Rashi has reference to a nisor that is milesh in the Paris alone not the Paris and Mai so according to Rambam Midrash in other words even though it's not machmitz, so he says it's not machmitz to be chometz lomo, Rashi says, but chometz mukshik becomes. Now, so according to Rabbi Gamliel, chometz mukshik, it becomes immediately chometz mukshik, even if you don't believe it either, and you can't watch it. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rashi's pshat, so Rabbi Gamliel holds that even if you don't believe it either for one moment, so it's disarray, because it's machmitz miyad, then the Chachomim say, Yochel miyad, but nilesh miyad not. Why? Because it's l'mayel hachmitz. So mechatchile, the Chachomim say, you're not allowed to be rosh in the parents. Why? Because maybe he'll be negligent and it will come with the chometz. But he was rosh, so the halacha is, if he did make this matzah, so Yochel Miyad, if he knows that he did watch it, so it's Yochel Miyad, but l'chatchile, you're not allowed to be rosh. Why aren't you allowed to be rosh l'chatchile? How is it that you're allowed to be rosh l'chatchile? And he saw in Mayim in water. Why? Because you can watch it. So the answer is over there. So until Shil Mil elapses, so it will not become chometz. So the melee, there is no possibility of a birchon. Mashein can hear, so it can become chometz nukshe even in less than Shil Mil. So the melee, it's not so easy to watch it. So since it's not so easy to watch it on account of the Meir Hachmitz, so according to Chachomim, you're not allowed to chatchil at the rosh. But if you did bake it, and you know that you did watch it, so you're allowed to eat it. So you're allowed to eat it. So, and Rabbi Akiva holds that you're allowed even to be rosh to chatchil. Allowed to be rosh chatchil. And from the Ramban, from the Ramoyer and the Ramban and the Ram, it's Mashmah. From over there, that Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not even in my life. It's not even in my life. So the Mela you can, so it's your. So in other words, but my Pele is Chometz Mukshe according to Rashi. So we have to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, it will become Chometz Mukshe only if it leaves a title for Shio Mil. So in other words, according to Rashi, so the threefold machlekes, we have the threefold machlekes, and the threefold machlekes, has reference to Meperes alone, not Meperes and Mai. So Rav Gamliel hold that Chometz Nukshes, of course, Chometz Babo doesn't become. Even according to Rav Gamliel, it doesn't become Chometz Babo. Even if we leave a title whole day. So it doesn't become Chometz Babo. But Chometz Nukshes, according to Rav Gamliel, it becomes Miyad, even if he doesn't prove the title for one moment. Now, according to the Chachomim, so if he doesn't prove the title, it doesn't become Chometz Nukshe. But since it's Mayel Achmitz, and it can become Chometz Nukshe, even in less than Shio Mil, so Mil Chathil is not allowed to be Rosh. But if he did make that Matzeh, and he knows that he did prove the title, so then it's Yochel, it's Mudeh, but Chathil is not allowed to be Rosh. And according to Rav Akiva, so it's not in Mimayel Achmitz, Chometz Nukshe. So it can only become Chometz Nukshe if he leaves it Shio Mil. But if he doesn't leave it Shio Mil, I will. So it doesn't become Chometz Nukshe. So just as one can be trusted in watching it in Matze that is Nilash in Mayim, so he certainly can be trusted with the Matze that is Nilash in inheritance. But he has to watch that he shouldn't be left idle for a Shiro meal. But according to Chachonim, even if it was left idle for less than a Shiro meal, it becomes Chometz Nukshe. So the Melech HaTchil, you're not allowed to Nilash. Now, the same thing is true according to Rametam, with one difference. That according to Rametam, this before that, according to Rametam, this revolt machlekes has reference to a nisal that is nilash in the peres and mine. So if it's nilash in the peres itself, we need to call him kulei, so it's at a bottom. But if it's nilash in the peres and mine, so then chometz gomor according to Rametam takes this, so it doesn't become. But it becomes chometz nukshe. So again, we have the threefold machlekes. According to Rambam. So, in other words, so it if it is, so according to Rambam Gamliel, it becomes Chometz Nukshe Miyad, and according to Chachomim, it doesn't become Chometz Nukshe Miyad. But it's Mayalach Mitzvah, Chatzchil, not allowed to be Rosh. But the Eved, if he was Rosh, and if he sure that he didn't clear the title for one moment, so then it's Yochei, and according to Rabbi Akiva, so if it's Nils and Peres and Mayim, so it becomes Chometz Nukshe only if it is left idle. For Shiomim. Now, many of the Shemim pass like Chachomim. The Reef and the Rambam, they pass me like Havakim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Mele, it's not. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not in my lachlitz. It's not in my lachlitz. And it becomes Ibn Chometz Gomor. So it becomes Ibn Chometz Gomor if it's near. The Rambam Shiti is, the Rif in the Rambam, that if it's near Shemei Peres, so it will be Nechikolayim Kulei, so it's at the Gomor. But if it's near Shemei Peres and Mayim, so then, if he left the title, Shiomil, so then it becomes Chometz Gomor. But if he doesn't put the title, Shiomil, so then it's not in my lachlitz. So in Meile, because of that, Rabbi Akiva and the Rif and the Rambam hold that Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because the Bishu and the Levi accords with Rabbi Akiva. So in Meile, you're allowed to be Rosh in the Teres and Mayim. But you have to watch it the same way as you have to watch and listen. That is really just my, it's not in my lachlitz. So, but if it is a Shiur Mil, so then it becomes Chometz Gomor. But less than Shiur Mil, it doesn't become Chometz altogether. It doesn't become Chometz altogether, according to Rabbi Akiva. And the Rif and the Rambam, they both pass it like Rabbi Akiva.
Fifth year in Perikol Shah. Fifshim Perikol Shah, Hey Tav Shalom and Hey Sachem.
Now, I mentioned last time that according to most Hashemim, so we have the three fold machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Gamliel holds that word was nearest beyond Shem and Vash. So then it's the sorry beyond. Even if he watched it, so still it's the sorry. In other words, he can't watch it. And then the Chachomim say, Lechatchilin should not be Rosh. Why? Because it's my lachlitz. But if he was Rosh, and he knows that he did watch it, so he didn't do the title at all, so then it's Yochet. And Rabbi Akiva holds that even Lechatchilin we can be Rosh. And it's Mashma from the Rosh of the Balamoyer, and the Ramban, and the Ram, that according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's not, so Miperes and Mayim is not even Mimayel Hachlitz. And that's the machlekes between Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva. Because the Chachomim say that Miperes and Mayim, or Miperes alone, according to Rashi's Shita, so is Mimayel Hachlitz. And Rabbi Akiva holds no, that it's not even Mimayel Hachlitz. So it's Machlitz Kishiyomir. So Mimayel, just as one is allowed to be Rosh in Mayim, So what, he only has to make sure that it will not stay idle for the Shia meal. So he's allowed to be washed according to Abakile. He's allowed to be washed with Paris and Mayim also. But he has to make sure that it will not remain idle for the Shia meal. So we have, so according to most Rishonim, we have a threefold machlekes. Rav Gamliel holds that where it's in Paris and Mayim, so then even if he watches it and he doesn't leave it idle at all, So it's machmitz. It's machmitz. And it's chometz nukshe. And then the Chachomim say, if he watches it, he doesn't let it stay idle. Not even for a little while. So then it's all right. But it's a mayal achmitz. I mean, you're less than a shiur meal. So the mayor, the Chachomim say, lechatchila, you shouldn't be losh. Even with the intention of watching it, since it's mayal achmitz, so Melech Hatchil is not allowed to be lost. But the Ebed, and he knows that he didn't let it stay idle at all, so then it's Muter, it's Yohe. And Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not in Mimailach. Now then there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Tesles, whether the Machlekes, whether this Dimore of Tisorif Miyad Yohe or Losh, so has reference to Mepeyas alone, not to Mepeyas in Mayim. According to Rashi, has reference to Mepeyas alone. And according to today's list, and the Rambam, it has reference to Mepeyas in Mayim. Now, but most Rishonim hold that there is a threefold Machlekes. However, it appears that the Bahad holds that there is no threefold Machlekes, but a twofold Machlekes. Now, that can be seen in the Bahad Shiva. Now the Rosh mentions, the Rosh, and second period, it's on show, it's paragraph Yud Gimel. So they are just Kuf Chavov, Daf Kuf Chavov. I suppose you have the same. Daf Kuf Chavov, the second column, the fifth line from the end of the column, Ubal Aloches. So this is the sixth line. Ubi Drukter Rav Gamliel Chachon Heichad Rosh Mepeiras Imayim Posek Rav Rav Yitzro Ki Chachon Yamrin On Tiofen Yam Uba Laloches Kosa Dikom Rabon Misayim Be Dreise Shil Rosh Inde Eim Katrin Be Rav Gam Dikom Rabon Misayim Be Dreise Shil Rosh Inde Katrin Be Rav Gamliel Be Chodesh Itose Be Lissor Be Yam So Laloches Deilas is the only wish to pass this like Rav Gamliel. The only one that's the son of Mia. In other words, he is losh, being the Paris and Mai. So it is the son of Mia. Why come to me? Why? Because we see that the safe of the price, the Rabbonim of the safe of the price, who say in losh it, that the Chachil is not allowed to be losh, they hold like come to me. Udvor of Nelomi. So the Rosh Ismach says, ודבור מלומים, לא היה לחכון לחתחילה, ובדעבד בלי דבור הנמלים לחכונים, והלוח את החכון. So he says, that הלוח היא לא חכונים. And there is no riot, that הלוח היא לא גבריאל, from the safe, that the rabbonim of the safe say, as שאין לושים בהם מקטרים בהם. So that means you're not allowed לחתחילה to לוש. That doesn't mean that the safe of the price is in accordance with Gamliel. That's in accordance with the Chachomim. That lechatchila not. In other words, so the Rosh is masik and aloch as delis because the Rosh holds that there is a threefold machlekes. Masha'im came, the aloch as delis apparently holds that there is a twofold machlekes. There is a twofold machlekes. There is a machlekes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Akiva. And Chachomi, who say Yochel, agree with Rav Akiva. And according to aloch as delis, the pshat and the price is as follows. In Moshi Niso Pesav Yain Shemun Vach. Why? Because it's machmitz. Mepeiras and Mayim is machmitz. And even if it's being Mosh, Rav Gamliel with his Sorev Yain. So even if he watches it, it shouldn't stay idle at all. So it's still machmitz. And it's chometz nukshe. So Mele is the Sorev Yain. V'chachomim Eim Rin, Yohe. So the Chachomim hold like Rav Akiva. And that's because V'yomer Rav Akiva. Shaposi also is Rav Elazar Rav Yishua. So that is Chachomim agree with Rav Akiva. So it's Yochel because the Chatchil is allowed to be Rosh. And if you're not allowed to be Rosh, so the Melech is disordered. That's the Shite of the halachic limits. Now, the Rambam The Rambam says as follows: only if it was nilish, b'yayin shem and dvash b'chol. These meperes. But other meperes, other than the yayin shem and dvash b'chol, is not matzah ashir. So it's mikayim the mitzvah of matzah. Matzah shloshem meperes yitziboy b'chavos yitves. Abo, en boshi meiso, b'yayin b'shem and b'chol, mishum lechem ein. Kmo yishabiyah. V'imosh v'nochal, lo yotzo yudechavos. So the Rambam Shita is that what is a matzah ashiro only if it is nilesh v'yayim v'shem v'cholom, not in other materials. That is the kind of mitzvah of matzah. But then there is another Rambam that apparently seems to be in conflict. Now the Rambam Berikeinu has come to matzah haloch echov. So the Rambam says, מותר ליתן הטבלים והשום שמים והקצח וחייץ בהם ושיח הבוץ וכי מותר לא מלישהו ניסו במים ושמן או ידבש וחולו או בקטיב בהם ובימורי שאינו עושה לא מלישהו לקטיב ולא מים לבד לא עם משום חומץ אלו כדי שיהיה לחם אין לחם אין ובימורי שאין ובימורי שאין בלבד הוא שצורך לי איזיך אינו לחם אין. So he says, וכי מותר לא לישו איסו, במים ושמן הוא ידבש בכל אופן לקטיב, ובימורי שאין, אוסו לא לישו לקטיב, אלא במים בלבד. So, the ראש הרבה מיס, אלא במים בלבד. In other words, but no other materials, not only yayin shemen, vash b'chol, elu mayim b'vat, so that the kasha, that they always take as the Rambam. So in other words, so there is a stira between the Rambam and Perikei, milches chometz o'matzo, haloch echov, so he says that the other day is not yim bo vishem, so it's muterim yayin shemen and vash b'chol, and yim bo vishem itzoseh, in any materials, only one, you cannot put in anything else besides water. Just water. Why? Because of Lachamei. But the Rambam says, in Perik Vov, he says, that Matzah Shloshem Meperes Yetzim Mavasir Pesach, that means him a vision. That means him a vision. So there's that kash. Now, so we have to say the Rambam, now the Rambam Prov, Shite, I mentioned it many times, that Matzah Ashiro, so he's not Yitzir because he's not Lachamini, so he says, suppose he only has Matzah Ashiro, he doesn't have a regular Matzah. So mainly he should eat it, Pesach night. Why? Because the Rambam Prov says that it's two separate mitzvahs. Be'er Tichu Matzah is his one mitzvah. And the mitzvah of Be'er Tichu Matzah, you can be Mikayim with Matzah Ashiro. But then there is a separate and independent mitzvah of lechem eini. So of course, if one has a matzah that is not a matzah shiur, so he has to take the matzah that is not a matzah shiur in order to be mekayim both mitzvahs. But if someone doesn't have any matzah other than a matzah shiur, so he's mechuyev to eat the matzah shiur in order to be yetzer of hapoches, the mitzvah of Be'er Tichu Matzah. Now that is a big chiddush. I don't think that the Ayin and Shemim who agree with the Rambam portion. But apparently the Rambam has a similar svara like Rambam Prok. Just as Rambam Prok says that Lechem Eini, the whole halacha of Lechem Eini, is not descriptive of the mitzvah of Be'er Tichu Matzah, but it is a separate and independent mitzvah. So the Rambam holds that there are two halachas of Lechem Eini. There is one, after all, the Gemara deduces from Lechem Eini many elements. Lechem Sheni was Lechem Harbe, Madati Shalom Bipuso. So I mean, there are so many halachas that are deduced from the Pasuk of Lechem Eini. So the Rambam holds that, that the halacha of Matzah Ashiro that is not Yetze, that is not Yetze, this is not like Mahal Gepor. So this is descriptive of the mitzvah of Berakhev of Matzah. So what is a Matzah Ashiro if it's Milas Mishem Yayim Vash Bechor? But if it is Milas Shinadam Epeireis, it's not a Matzah Ashiro. It's not Ashiro. So that's one halacha of Lechem Eini. Then we have other halachas of Lechem Eini, like Madati Shaloni Bitrusa. Now suppose someone will eat a Kazayis Matzah Pesach night, and he will not have Bitrusa. He'll only have Shlemis. So will anyone say that he will not be Mikayim the mitzvah of the Erev Techo Matzahis? Of course he'll be Mikayim the Zeo Matzahis. So that's another mitzvah, that he has to make his Zecher Le'eni Mitzrayim by having a Pusa. By being mitzvah l'pusa, but it's not miyaki in the mitzvah of Be'aretz Matzis. So just as there is another mitzvah, just as there is a mitzvah of making yizecha leini mitzrayim by being mitzvah and l'pusa, so there is a halacha that one should not eat Pesach night. You should only eat Matzah that is Nilish Mayim Bilbat, not Nilish Mayim and something else, or in events. That is separate mitzvah, but that's not descriptive of the mitzvah of the Matzahs. So the aloche of Matzah Shiro, of Nilish Mayim, Shemen and Dvash, Vicholo, so that is descriptive of the Matzahs. Masheikin, there is another mitzvah to make a Zecher Leinu Mitzrayim, by not eating any matzeh, other than a matzeh that is still is just the mind. So this is what the Rambam says in Aloha Chol. He says, Mutel mitin atavu mashum shim nevar kotzer v'chayim tzibar v'zich adotzer. V'chei, mutel oi loi shim yiso b'mayim shim nevar v'chol v'katotem. U'b'yivavishin oseh lo loi shu l'ikati, elo b'mayim v'vad, loi mishum chomet. The Rambam says, u'b'yivavishin, yivavishin in the first time. Also, Holy Katin. So obviously, the Rambam does not mean the mitzvah of Erev Techo Matzis, because if the Rambam had meant the mitzvah of Erev Techo Matzis, so the Rambam should say that that one kazayis should not be nilish, be mayim, and something else. But the Rambam says be yimavishin, and the Rosh Hashanah is like this. Come beyond the vishin, come beyond the sheni. So that means even if he already was mikayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah with the regular matzah mishmeres. That was really just mine, so he's not allowed to eat another matzah that is nila yeshiva parents, because he's mechuyev to make his zecher leinu mitzrayim. So that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Be'aretz Matzis. So in so far as the halacha of matzah shviro that is descriptive of the mitzvah of Be'aretz Matzis is concerned, so that is limited only to yayim shemen bash v'cholo. That is a matzah shiro. Adam Epeiris is not a, so the chepetz is not a matzah shiro. But there is a chiyu to make his zecher le'ein mitzrayim. So the melee, so he's mechuyev to make his zecher first of all by being mitzayim puso, and he's mechuyev to make his zecher le'ein mitzrayim also by not eating a matzah that is nilesh in anything other than what. But that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of the Matzah. Now, the Raibet and this Rambam, Pirikei Milchas Chometz Matzah, Halacha Chol. So the Raibet says, when the Rambam says, Muta litin atavim v'ashim shim v'akotzer v'chayitzim v'sechapotzim, v'chim muta luli shu yiso v'mayim shem v'mash v'cholo. So the other days of Pesach, not the Yivarish. Kosa v'Raibet Zahal, Zeru al Da'as Aram Zahal, Shesei Mechaldim Rav Akiva, שיש אומר לשתו לרב לזר רב ישוע איסו בגי משכן מדבש במיום ובדובו ועודים לי רב ישוע בלבי שאומר יהי מקאמר פושי ובחלו אוכלו ואני אלי אולי לא נאמר אלו בסביזי שיועי כפי נסימיה אבל חקר לחורות או כשאום יצס לא יחי איקי יחי איקי so that words I said that from the Palamoyer and the Rambam and the Ram, it's mashma that there is a threefold machlekes, and in other words, Gamliel holds that when he's lost, Bimikeres, so is the Sabbath. Yeah, if he doesn't feel tired for a moment, it's still Machmitz. It's still Machmitz, Chametz Mokshet. And the Chachonim say, it's Bimayalachmitz. It's Bimayalachmitz. So Bimele. So Bimele is not allowed Lechatchile to be lost, even with the intention of watching it, that it shouldn't stay idle for one moment. But since it's Bimayalachmitz, so there is a Choshe. So Lechatchile is not allowed to be lost open it. And Rabbi Akiva holds, that it's not even in my life. That's not a given. It's much more like that. Parmoya, Potran. But from the Raibet, it's much more that even Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's in my life. Two, it's a threefold machlekes. But everybody agrees that my parents and mine is in my life. My parents and mine in my life. But Rabbi Gamliel holds that even if he watches it and doesn't let it stay idle for one moment, it still matters. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Then the Chachamim say that in view of the fact that it's Mimayel Achmit, so Mimele is not allowed to be Roshel Chatchile, even if his intention is to watch it, not to let it stay idle for even for one moment. So still the Chatchile is not allowed. And Rabbi Akiva says, too, he agrees with the Chachamim. That it's Mimayel Achmit. But if he's determined to watch it so that it shouldn't stay idle at all, so then he's allowed to Chatzila to be losh. Allowed to be Chatzila losh. So you see that the Raivet is like that. Because the Raivet says that when is Rabbi Akiva, when does Rabbi Shimon HaLevi say, that was Rabbi Shimon HaLevi passed it like Rabbi Akiva. So when does he say that it's Muteah, so he never alob is Rizi. Someone who is his own. So if he is in Yad, I will have to hold up to show he says, Lord, behind me. So if I live with Rabbi Akiva, only someone who is his own. Why, what difference does it make? Whether it's his own or not his own? Now, there is no halacha that someone who is not his own cannot be Rosh Mayim. So anyone can be Rosh Mayim. Why? Because there is Shiur Mil. So even if it stays idle for less than Shiur Mil, it doesn't become Chometz. Why here? We got the Pires and Mayim. So even I live with Rabbi Akiva, the Shur Melevi, it passes like Rabbi Akiva. That in the other days of Pesach, you can be Rosh Lechatchile, only this reason. Why? Because if one is not his own, so we are afraid, maybe he'll neglect and it will stay idle for a moment. So then it will be Machmit. But if it's his own, and he's determined not to let it stay idle at all, so then he's over. So you see, I mean that the Raivet is chilek on the Balamoyer and the Ram, and he holds that everybody, that even Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Chachamim. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Chachamim that Mipiris and Mayim is in my life. Or according to Rashi's Shite, So just the Pirus by itself is in my life. Even a little bit of it. Alright. Now in the moment. Perfect. We should be chewashing the sorisa and pushing. Why? Because if it's lukewarm, it's not cold. The water is not cold. So then it's in my life. That's the reason as why the Chachamim are saying that the mayim in which you mix, the iso has to be mayim shalom. It has to stay overnight. Why? In order that it should cool off. So that's a special takoni. In other words, even if you have the coldest water possible from a frigidaire, so you're not allowed to mix the iso in that water if it didn't stay overnight. But why would the Chachamim misake this takoni? Why would the Chachamim misake this takoni? Because if the water is not cold, so then it is in my life. Alright. So Minoches also there is about the Reise not to make it Chometz in Minche. And still it was Milesh Vipushrim and Lukvah. So the Lord answers, Omru Vizrizim. Yemro, Bishayinon, Srizit. In other words, because the Kehanim, that is handled, the Nochas is handled by Keanu, and Keanu is busy. So in other words, they watch it that they shouldn't. It's in my life, so it can become Chomet in less than 80 minutes. But they watched it, it shouldn't stay idle. So the name is, so it doesn't matter, even if it's lukewarm. But the Matzah of Pesach, so it's not sleazy. So the name is, so it's handled by all Jews. Not every Jew is his own. So the name is, it's also to be nilash be pushed in even by his own. Since it is handled by non-Slizim too, so the Mele Yitzoseh to be nilash be pushed in even by his own. Yochel Mutas Namalosis. So he should be allowed to be lazy. Lazy means when we moisten the wheat, the grains of wheat, with what? If we moisten it. So Medina Digmore, so if the wheat were moistened, so then it's mud. So then it's mud. There is a Takonis again that it's also if the wheat was moistened. But Medina Digmore, so hitting the resources that were moistened. So Mele Amuta, the Shiva Sarapa means that when is it Muta Medina Digmore, hitting the resources. That is only if you didn't allow a shear meal to expire after the resistance. In other words, if, let's say, you moisten the wheat, and then within 80 minutes of the moistening of the wheat, you ground it, you milled it. So then it's mutam in the more. Only your son is again. But suppose you let it stay for a shear meal after the moistening, before you grind it, so then it's also mutam in the more. So then it becomes chometz in the rabbah, not chometz in the rice. In order to become chometz in the rice, then it must be nisbaka as a result of the moistening. But if you let it stay, if you let the chitin resources stay like this before you mill it for 80 minutes, so then it becomes chometz in the rabbah. But if you bind it immediately, so then it's mutam anymore. According to other shaming. So even if you let it stay for a long time after the moistening, it still mutam din anymore. So while the chitim resources is mutam din anymore, but the minoches were not miltes. So monefshech, why were they not miltes? Because of echshash, of chimut. So, but since you say that Minoches is Bisrizim, so we don't have to have any Choshes, so it should be Milses also. Yochel Milses Namalos is Almom Rav Zeire, Om Rav Yom Yom Ashmuel, Chitin Shem Minoches in Reitz is in Eiso. So the Gemara says, Lishe, Bisrizim Yise, Letiz, because who handles the Lishe? It can be something that goes to the Lishe of the Minoches, Keani Mazoris, but Lishe, when are wheat moistened? Before they are brought, even the wheat that are used in the mincha, but when are they moistened? Before they are brought to the Mishamikosh, they are Zohar. So mainly it's handled by Zahid. So they are not Zohis, so that's why the halacha is that the chitin are not Kuris. So the Gemara answers, Lishe Bisrizim, he said, because that's going by the second by Kehani. Mitizela said Bisrizim, that's second by Zori. The Lishe Bisrizim, by Vaksiv, is it so that the Kehani must do the Lishe? Vaksiv, Yotak Roshem, we will a Kehani, Mikvitze, the Eilich Mitzvah school. But until Kvitze, so Kuhn is not Naki. We made Alitzike, Udvile, Shekhir, the Holodo. So there is no halacha that it must be done by Kehani. So the Gemara answers, Lishe Meir B'Zrizi Lese, B'Mokim Zrizi Lese. Sido Omar, Ma, Lilek, Sheiro Bizar, Chutz Lechemes Azor Epsula, La Puker Lisise, Deiro B'Zrizi, B'Loi B'Mokim Zrizi. So the Gemara can tell us in a Hanan, that the Lishe can be handled by Zor, but it has to be done by Azor. So it's B'Mokim, Zrizim. In other words, who is in charge in the Azor, the Kehan? So Mimele Yibli Bizar does it, so he'll also be Zoris. He'll also be Zoris. Masha'im can we see, say, that does not have to be done in the Azor. So there, we are Heshish, maybe they will not, maybe they will be Machlis. Umaishtem in Chaseimea, Itanya in Chaseimea, Leitzi Neiso, Vitzeibri Neiso, Vitzeibri Neiso. So we see that Minchaseimea, so all the Noches were not Nilmes, but Minchaseimea was Moist. The Minchaseimea was Moist. So the theory of the Minchaseimea was Moist. So the more answers, Tzibosham, Tzibosham. So in other words, Minchaseimea was Moist, it was in the theory of Moist. And it's April and so, and it was heaped up in order to allow the water to come out. So why is it? And over there it wasn't done. It mocking Zvizimila. Still, it was Miltes. So the more answers, Tzibosham. Now there are two pshat in the Rash. Tzibosham. The usual pshat and the pshat of most Hashem, because Tzibosham, because Michaseima is not a called Miochi. It's called Mitzibo. So in other words, who handled it? Bezdin handled it. Bezdin used to send out Shluchim to do it, to make the Ktzira and do everything. So since it was handled by Bezdin, so maybe we don't have to be Cheshish. So Tzibo means Tzibo, Bezdin. And then the other chapter Tzibo means, like we say, Sabrinate. So what do we say? So we heap it up in order that the water should drip out. So maybe. So since it was stabilizing the Melo Zobi, so since they heaped it up to let all the water drip out, so the Mele we go to the Heshish as the Chumash. Now let's see the Rashi. It ran good boy smarts, but to walk in which every push him, Shamon Joe Yahmitsu, or a gas in the Sikanus is made. The teaser shall my dad, the application of Martesses, we also will so long, Kiddish, it is a good Kio, the teaser is misleading. She will be as out, what he says, in which he has marked as Martesses, and has Mapitano, she is a trio, as a follies, but a car, basis in a son, at Chimazil, Miss Alton, he received posses six of people. So the more the terrace, because it's done by the reason, the more interest. We can see what we have, we have not done a halice, we have no season, but we see the Nise, Bazore, Shamach, the Samaches, the Shorese, the Kentano Shamindos, the Hid Bazore, he said, Hosoliki Ami, whom one is in Soyabo, so it's supervised by the Kahan, it's sent by the Kahan, even though it can be done by Zah. Who might the Shomunok and the Gosh will wait in it. The Minchasei Kabit Nambo waits in it, so we table it, so you heap it up. She goes, it will melt, you know, the water should be bowed. Tzibo Shami Minchasei Bakom Tzibo, for us of Shomunas of Pibes, Tziroso, the Yif Yub Shalom, the Sise, Hakko the Bez, the Bez, the Bez, the Bez, the Tzibo Shami, not in the sense of Tzibo, Bez, but when we say the Reso, we keep it up, we may also be so what it comes out, we make it, we love Milsi. Call it, we say to get on a lot of the tongue, we say we have a very, they get a country, we see the shop, we show the name, we look at the routine, we need for him. We need a country, we see go, Chiti Shomu Noches Name, we look at the routine, we need for him. Yochel yitze odom mi dechivosim mi bikurim. A matzo shal bikurim, that he should be yitze. That words, if a kere eats a matzo of bikurim, he should be yitze, the mitzvah of matzo. Talmud leima al bechol mishri sechem teichu matzis. Matzo al echeles bechol mishri sechem. Yotzo bikurim, she in echolim bechol mishri sechem elu bishoachem. So it's a special zersa kosmo. That the matzo, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, lachilas matzo, must be capable of being eaten in all mishonis, in all mishonis. Now, bikurim cannot be eaten in all mishonis, it can be eaten only in Yerushalayim, so the mele, it cannot be mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah, especially in Zakos. Kiva Rabbi Yisi Agril, Rabbi Akiva in Meir. So at first, Rabbi Akiva, mentions another drasha. Then the Gemara says that Rav Akiva was chayim. Rav Akiva in there, matzu umor, ma al matzi sumrei ben yochlu, the Torah says. So there is a hekesh between matzi and umor. Ma more yosheim ei bikurim. Ma more yosheim ei bikurim. Because bikurim is only word of the sheva mini. She nishtach po yad tzvoy, chito, seimo, gefen, rimei, seino. So only of the sheva mini. Just as more cannot be bikurim. So it's not bikurim. It cannot be bikurim because more is not of the same meaning. So matzeh cannot be bikurim either. So why don't you deduce that imamore shem b'mini bikurim? So make the hekesh all the way. So just as more, so the meaning of more, let's say, the meaning of Moreh. So the rockets cannot be before. It's not only that it's not before. It cannot be before. That meaning of Moreh. So Matzo, Shem, the meaning of before. So Matzo, you can only fulfill the mitzvah of Matzo only with the meaning that is not, cannot be before. Cannot be before. So what would I exclude? Oh, it's Chito Nuseiri. But Chito is Seiri is one of the seven minim, chito eretz, chito seiro. So, gefen, teino, rime, eim, dvash, eitze, chito, seirim, shigeish, vimino, mikul. So I would be meitzi, so maybe we should deduce from this hekesh that what can one, with what kind of a min can one be eitze, kazayis, matze, only with that kind of a grain that is not mikul. It cannot be mikor, but a grain that is one of the seven meaning, so cannot be mikor. Cannot be mikor. So Talmud Leima, matzis. Why does the Torah repeat matzis? So in other words, can be malveh even meaning that yesh be mina mikor, yesh be mina mikor. I matzis libo after mikor name. So what if so we should be malveh? Bikurim mamish. So Bikurim mamish not only mean that it's higher than Bikurim. like chitim and seirim. But because mamish, the chitim and the seirim that were brought as because. Also, so hold up Rabbi Akiva. So then the Gemara says, hold up Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was chesed from this Rosh. In other words, that Rabbi Akiva, at first Rabbi Akiva deduced the halacha that matzah shall be called Lati Yitzel through the Hekesh of Matzah Morim. But Rabbi Akiva was chesed and he deduces it from the same posik as of Nisagil, of the Chomish we say. Tanya, Yochel, Yetzir, or the Mechavot say the Mechavori, Talmudayim ha-Bechol Mishvisechem Yehu Matzis, Matzah Mechel Mechol Mishoveis, Latz Mechel Mechol Mishoveis, Yotzu Bikurim Shil Chol Mechol Mishoveis, Elam Yosholai, Yochel Shana Yetzir at Maisa Sheini, Talmudayim Talmudayim ha-Matzis Matzis Rib, Umar Yiso, Virabi is Maisa Sheini, Ulheitzi Bikuri, So Mar Bani Maisa Sheini, So that works. So we have one posik that says bechomishotz that it has to be nechal bechomishotz. So we are my bikurim. Then we have so, but from that posik we should be my vice sheni too. But vice sheni, Rabbi Sheni, this vice says and that's Rabbi Akiva that you are it. It couldn't be Rabbi Zagri because according to Rabbi Zagri, so you're not yet with the matzah vice sheni. Because it's not Mechel Vanidus. So that was this price must call with Rabbi Akiva. That's the right. That Rabbi Akiva was chaser from the droshe of Matzah More. And Rabbi Akiva finally deduced the halacha that Matzah could not take because of the Chol Mishovetz. Oh, so that was, so we have two psukim. One posik of the Chol Mishovetz implies that it has to be Mechel Chol Mishovetz. So you might be good. Another posik of Matzis Ribo, so we are Marbe, Maisa Shein. Umaru Yisro, the Rabbis Maisa Shein, and Leitze Bikur. How do you know that the posse of Matzis Ribo is Marbe, Maisa Shein? Marbe, Maisa Shein, Shein Yishle Heta Bechol Mishavis. Kid Rebbe Lezer, Leitze Ani Bikuri, Shein Yon Heta Bechol Mishavis. Since we have Exer Sakoso, that something that is not Nechal Bechol Mishavis, Shovets. You cannot be Eitze. And we have another Zasakosu that is Marbe. One of the two. The question is, what is the one posik Marbe and what is one posik Nemayim? So we say that in view of the fact that Bikurim there is no Yechatimtze that Bikurim should be Nechal B'chol Mishovets. Masha'iki Maisa Sheini, so normally it's not Nechal B'chol Mishovets. But there is a situation, a case, where Maisa Sheini is Nechal B'chol Mishovets. For example, if Maisa Sheini was Nitmo, so then the halacha is that he can be paid it. So Maisa Sheini there is a way when Maisa Sheini can be Nechal B'chol Mishovets. Masha'im can be Kurim. If there is no way to be calling that it should be Nechal B'chol Mishavis. So maybe it's Mistabea that the posik that is Mimayit has reference to be calling that is never Nechal B'chol Mishavis. In no case. And the posik that is Marbe, Matzis Ribo, has reference to Maisa Sheini, which though normally, usually, it's not Nechal B'chol Mishavis, but in certain cases, in certain situations, it is Nechal. In what situation is Maisa Sheini Nechal B'chol Mishavis? If it was Nitmo, so then its payday is nothing but Yerushalayim, and it can be Nechal B'chol Mishavis. Umeitza di Bikurim Shel Nechal Shavis, Yom HaRebbe Lozo, Minayim Maisa Sheini Nitmo Shel Nitzav Yerushalayim, Talmudei Ma, Gevizuch Al Zeis, Zeis Al Achille, Zeis Al Masis Mishponot, Man Shvicham Aslei, So that's a price, but no name of Itani is mentioned. But the Gemara points out that the Tanya of this price is Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because who else mentions the Drosha of the Chol Mishavis? Rabbi Yisraeli. But Rabbi Yisraeli himself holds that Maisa Sheini cannot be Yeti either, because it's not Nechal Baninus. It's not Nechal Baninus. So this price certainly could not represent the view of Rabbi Yisraeli, because this price says that Maisa Sheini can be Yeti. So obviously it represents the view of Rabbi Akiva. So man shomes the norm is shini no. Hey Rabbi Akiva, because my brother be kurim, we hope to see him. Shema mod away, so we see that Rabbi Akiva also deduces this aloha that my matzah shall be kurim, not yitze, from the chomish we see him. Shema mod away. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. That's what we're going down. The Bikurim came to be with him, Bikurim the Bushalai. Bikurim the Khawan of the Bushalai. She never saw that the Bushalai. From our arm, who took us your toilet because Matsu Mora, a kitchen across the Papa's somewhere. Mora made the Bikurim, the man in the field, Bikurim of the Zion Mini. Und sie im Arzachon, mich nach Arzachon. Das ist so der Zion Mini, Zion Peretz, der hat mich stark von Arz Israel. Wie viel Korbon ist, kann man nicht sagen. Heute habe ich aber keine Mache, keine Schere, Matsu Mora, wie Jauli, wie Kurim, Chomisch ist. Now let's see, the Rashi is a very strange Rashi. Af bei so schön. Jerusalem. Hoyl bin in der Hau die Hohen Schabbes. Mi ato, mi shiri o Jerusalem. Shum bin in Jochem, mi chau eil lecher bechutz. Ki da amdino mi seches makis. Mi chitze liklik mit Rabona. Mi shkotu o mi chitze es. Shum bin in Nif. Na, Rashi is very strange. This refers to the Gemara, to the expression Yochel. Yochel shamitzi afmais Hashem. So Talmudima matzis matzisli. So how do we know that Mais Hashem can be itze? Because of his special tesakosov of matzis matzisli. But if not for the special tesakosov of matzis matzisli, so then I would say that because of the same tesakosov of nechav chomi shoveis, so not only he couldn't be yetzer with matzah shel bikurim, he couldn't be yetzer with matzah shel maizah sheni either. Maizah shel sheni either. Why? Because it's not nechal v'chol mishomis. It's not nechal v'chol mishomis. So Rashi says, af maizah sheni v'yerushalayim, hoyil bein nechal v'chol mishomis, mi'ato mishivio v'yerushalayim, shu in yochel v'chalel le'echel v'chutz, kidamdim misek esma. Mechitza liquid in the Rabbanon, Vimishikoltua mechitzes, Shubeninim. So, it's mashma from Rashi, that we, if not for the Tzerasakosuv of Matzis Libo, if not for the Tzerasakosuv, of Matzis Libo, so Mimele, I would say that he cannot be Yetze. He cannot be Yetze. Why? Because he cannot be Yetze with Matzah Shomai Sasheni. Why? Because Mechitze is scaled. Because Mechitze is scaled. But if Mechitze wouldn't be scaled, so then, even without Matzis Ribo, he could be Mikhail Mitzvah. That's how it's mashma from this Rashi. That the only reason as to why we have to resort to a special Tzerzakosu of Matzis Ribo, and without Matzis Ribo, I would say he's not eating with Matzis Ribo. Because it's not Nechal Bechom Mishoveis, is because Mechitzo is scaled. Because Mechitzo is scaled. But if Mechitzo wouldn't be Kelet, in other words, there is one Mandoma who says that Mechitzo is Kelet is in the rice. And there is one Mandoma who says Mechitzo is Kelet only in the Rabbanon. So only because Mechitzo is Kelet. But if Mechitzo wouldn't be Kelet, so then, even without Matzis Ribo, I would say that he's mikayim the mitzvah. Why? But one of share. If we didn't have it as a kotzev of matzis ribo, so he should. So even if mechitzes wouldn't be killed, even if mechitzes wouldn't be killed, so what would it mean? It would mean that even after he brought in the parents, even after he brought in the ma'aser sheni into Yerushalayim, he can still take it out, chutz l'Yerushalayim, and then be paid it. But only through Pidyon, it's Nechal B'chol Mishabes. But without the medium of Pidyon, it's not Nechal B'chol Mishabes. If without recourse to the Aloche of Mechitza Galetes. So without Pidyon, he wouldn't be able to be Nechal B'chol Mishabes. So the way we could say if Rashi didn't say it, so we could say that without the Xerazakosov of Matzis, Matzis Libo, so then even if Mechitzes wouldn't be Kevet. So I would say that it cannot be Einzeh. So suppose Mechitzes are not Kevet. But is a Pecha B'chol Mishom is like this. Only out of Pidyen. So Mechitzes Einzeh, that where it, there is an Einzeh, out of Pidyen, to make it Pecha B'chol Mishom is, that then it's considered Pecha B'chol Mishom is. Maybe only as a result of Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Liba. So we say, so then the question of Isaiah is, Mabel Yiso? So we say, it's Mistaba, to apply the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Liba to Maiser Sheini, because it can be eaten out of Pidyon. Masheikin without the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Liba. Without the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Liba. So even if Mechitze wouldn't be Kelet. Even if Mechitze wouldn't be Kelet. So, but it still could not be eaten the Chomish Shavuos except for Pidyon. So maybe it's not the Chomish Shavuos. So we see that Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi says in the Yochel of the Gemara, Yochel Shani Meitzach Maizah Sheini. So Rashi says, why should I say that Maizah Sheini should also be Nismayit? Should also be Nismayit, if not for the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Libo, because Mechitze is Kelet. But suppose Mechitze wouldn't be Kelet? So then, I wouldn't be Mimayited, even without the Xeras HaKosov. Even without the Xeras HaKosov. Why? Because it is Nechal al Depidyon. But maybe without the Xeras HaKosov, the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Libo. So it has to be Nechal B'chol Mishomis without any device. So we see that Rashi is not like that. Now let's see how Taser says it. Taser says, Yom Rav Lezer, Nino Levi, Dihod Yitzrich Lemeima, Ki Rav Lezer, Hayne Yimichitze Ritwe Dereiz, Avo Yimichitze Ritwe Derabaro. But if Mechitza Likwet is only the Rabbanon, no it's only the Rav Lezer. The whole Nechal B'chol Mishovis, she yochel yitzir chutz l'Yerushalayim, v'livdeitze. So only if we say Mechitza Likwet is the Reis, avon Mechitza Likwet is the Rabbanon, so it's only the Rav Lezer. So then we don't have to resort to Rav Lezer. So Teisa says, if Mechitza Likwet Rabbanon, if Mechitza, in other words, Mechitza Likwet Rabbanon, So mit Reis in Mechitze is not Geletes. So then we don't have to resort to Rav Lezer. But to the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Libo, we have to resort. That's the difference between Teisves and Rashi. Teisves says, Avo in Mechitze Likwet Rabbanon. In other words, so that if Mechitze is not Geletes, that means mit Reis Mechitze is not Geletes. So it's only Rav Lezer. We don't have to resort to Rav Lezer. To Rav Lezer's din. In other words, mine my sashini shenit mo shepit is at Yerushalayim. So without Rav Lezer's din. But to the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Libo, we have to resort. Even if we say that Mechitze is not Geletes, so we still have to resort to the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Libo. Because without the Xeras HaKosov, so it's mashma from Teisves, that without the Xeras HaKosov of Matzis Matzis Libo, so without the Xerazakosov of Matzis Matzis Libo, So then, even if Mechitza is not Geletes, so I would still say that it's not Nechal B'chol Mishovis. Why? Two Mechitza is not Geletes. So even if you put it into Yerushalayim, you can still take it out. But you have to take it out and then we paid it. But without Pidyon, it cannot be B'chol Mishovis. So Mele, without it, there is a Kosov. Of Matzis Matzis Libo, I would say that Xeras HaKosov of B'chol Mishovis means that without any device it has to be Nechal B'chol Mishovis. But if without a device, it cannot be Nechal B'chol Mishovis. But only through a trick, through a device, by making a Pidyon, it can be Nechal B'chol Mishovis. That's not considered Nechal B'chol Mishovis. That's not considered Nechal B'chol Mishovis. That's the Shiti, you see. So that's why they says, emphasizes, aber we chitze litle de rabono, loy tzol de rabreze, then we wouldn't have, if we chitze wouldn't be kaletes, so then we wouldn't have to resort to rabreze's din, of nine masashinishe litmo, but we still would have to resort to the extra exerzakosu of matzis matzis libo. And without exerzakosu of matzis matzis libo, I would say, even if mechitze is not kiletes, that he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with the matzah shel ma'aseh sheni. Why? Because without exerzakosu of matzis matzis libo, so I would say that matzah shel ma'aseh sheni, true, mechitze is not kelet, but it's not lechem b'chol mishabes, only through a device. But without a device, it's not nechal, so that's not nechal. But since we have exer sakosim matzis matzis libo, so that exer sakosim is mav something, so that exer sakosim tells us that even though regularly it's not nechal b'chol mishabes, but if through a device it's nechal b'chol mishabes, so it's also considered nechal b'chol mishabes. But that's all a result. That's all a result of the exer sakosim matzis matzis libo. That's the issue today. But from Rashi it appears that even without the Xerzakosov of Matzis Matzis Libo, if Mechitze wouldn't be kelet, so then we wouldn't have to resort to Xerzakosov. So if Mechitze wouldn't be, so then we wouldn't have to resort to Xerzakosov of Matzis Matzis Libo. Why do we have to resort to Xerzakosov of Matzis Matzis Libo? Because Mechitze is kelet. So there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, so the only reason as to why we have to resort to exerzakos of matzis matzis libo is because mechitze is kelet. But if mechitze wouldn't be kelet, so without matzis matzis libo, I would say ma'aseh sheni is lechem b'chol mishabes, because fupidien is lechem b'chol mishabes. But because there is aloche mechitze is kelet. Because there is exakos mechitze is kelet, so mimele without, because there is aloche mechitze is kelet, so mimele without exakos of matzis matzis libo, I would say he cannot be the kind of mitzvah. But his veshite is that even if mechitze is not kelet, so we still have to resort to the exerzakos of matzis matzis libo. And without matzis matzis libo, according to Tosfos, even if mechitze is not kelet, so I would say it's not nech b'chol mishabes, because you have to do something, you have to resort to a certain device. That's one machlokes between Rashi. Now then, the Rashi is very strange. The Rashi says, Rashi should have said, av ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim, hoy b'nechal b'chol mishabes, mi'atom mishabir b'Yerushalayim, שוב אני יוכל לחל אליכל בחוץ, כדי אמרינון, במסכס מקס, מחיצה ליפלי דרעיס. Because there is a מחלקס, we passed מחיצה ליפלי דרעבון. But there is a מחלקס. So Rashi, since Rashi emphasizes that the only reason is why I would say that Maisa Sheini, he cannot be the kind of mitzvah of Matzah, is because מחיצה סקלטס. So, and the klite mit rabbonon, so mit reis ist no klite at all. So that's only mit rabbonon. You cannot say that the posik he intends to say something that has relevance only mit rabbonon. So Rashi should say, ki da amrinu misach es makes, michitze liquid mit reis. There is such a mandon. As Tosfos mentions. Tosfos says, aber michitze liquid rabbonon, litzor et rabbonon. All right, Tosfos, Yisrael kan Rashi, Tosfos holds that the matzis libo is still have to resolve. Oh, but Tosfos says, "Kahod yitzak lamei ma kerablezer haim mechitza libli deraise." So Rashi says it not legabi rablezer asti, but legabi the posik of matzis libo. So he should say that ayochel avlochel lo shanimeitzi av ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim hoyu b'nechal b'chol mishabes ki damrinu misachas makis mechitza libli deraise. So Talmud lo imano. But Rashi says, "Kidamino misachas makis mechitza liklid rabbon." So we have to say, I mean, it's, of course it's a little dechak in the lashon of Rashi, but we have to say it. I mean, this kashe is raised by the rabbi today. Why does Rashi say "Kidamino misachas makis mechitza liklid rabbon"? We should say "Kidamino misachas makis mechitza liklid mid'raise." So we have to say that Rosh Hashem means the same thing. Kedamdun of Misachas Makis, Michitzel Liquid Reis. Michitzel Liquid Reis. So Mele Inochanami. We couldn't say that the Posik comes to tell us a certain deen that has relevance only after the Chachomim or Misake in the deen of Klik. That's not child. So the Posik tells us something that has relevance even without the Kodesh. But, so in the Chaname, Rashi really means Kidam Din of Misake Smakes, that there is a Momadoma, that Mechitza Likrit is the Reis. But in view of the fact that we pass like the Madoma that Mechitza Liklid is in the Rabbonon, so in order that it should have relevance, Alibed the Hilkase, so Rashi says, according Alibed Emes, that we pass Mechitza Liklid is only with Rabbonon, so Mimele, that means after once the Chachomim or Misake, that once the Maisa Sheni enter Yerushalayim, so then it's Kelei, so then it's not Nechal V'chol Mishovitz. Because then there is no way of making it Nechal V'chol Mishovitz, because it's Kelei. So once the Chachomim or Misake, then Midraisei becomes a Nechal V'chol Mishovitz. But as a result of the Takonis Chachomim, that Michitza is Kelei, now what does the Zakosif say? The Zakosif says that the Matzeh that cannot be eaten, so you're not eating. Now, suppose, now before the Chachomim or Misake, that Michitza is Keletes, so then the Matzeh could be. But once the Chachomim or Misake, that Michitza is Keletes, then it cannot be. So you cannot say, with Rabbonon it cannot be eaten, but with Reis it can be. Because when a Jew is Eber and Israel Rabbonon, so it's not, so it doesn't mean that with Reisei he's a tzaddik, but with Rabbonon he's a chelte. No, even though with Aloche is Aloche with Rabbonon, but he becomes a chelte with Reisei. So once the Chachomim or Misake that Mechitze is Keletes, then Limtzies it could be. So Mele with Reisei wouldn't be Mekayim of Mitzvah. As a result of the Rabbonon. But you couldn't say that the posik was intended. I mean, matzis libo. There's a cause of matzis libo. It was put in for because of mechitza keletes. Because the posik certainly couldn't say anything that had relevance only after the chachomim or misaki mechitza keletes. So the posik in Ochaname was not put in because of that. So in the Chaname, when the Gemara has the Kashi, Yochel, so that means, so Yochel, the Posik, Yochel that you cannot be eaten with Maisa Sheni, with the Matz of Maisa Sheni, Talmud Leima, Matz is Libo, so the Posik mentions, this is a kosu of matzis libo only alibed mandoma that retains with the ice. But the fact is that once the chachomim or misakim, so even alibed mandoma that retains with rabbonon, once the chachomim or misakim, so then it should be in the nechal v'chol mishovitz. So with the ice it's in the nechal v'chol mishovitz. As a result of the Takonis Chachomim. So since there is a Xerasakosu of Matzis Libo, so I know that even after the Chachomim of Isaki, the Din of Klite, of Klite's Mechitzes, so it's still considered Mechal B'chol Mishovitz because of Chablezel. Alright, now, let's see the Tetzis. The Omer Chablezel, nearly the Holy Yitzchak from Nimak Chablezel, Haibin Mechitzel Nikle the Reis. Agolim Michite Liklei Rabbonon Litzor the Rablezer. Don't echo the Chol Mishovitz. She yochel itziyah chusul Yisraelim for the days. Umi or Rablezer was a sovah Michite Liklei Rabbonon. So we istrich ko we need more. She yochel the days. I feel the Yisraelim. So even so Rablezer could hold Michite Liklei Rabbonon and what the posik is that we need more. She yochel the Yisraelim. Vim teima. But my sashen echo the Chol Yisraelim may be given. Kiritnam before the Basel is walking, Boy, they be giving, Utra Bonnets, Kochi, Kochi, Nahom, if you're not going, if you're not going to be able to do it. Kotukal Maisashem Nechalim Chalor Yisrael. That was in the years of Levi Gibbon, before Bisilom. Before Bisilom. So then it was Nechal Bicholor Yisrael. Ukam Hashkin Hon Nechalim Chom Shavis, Gabi Halistate Loki Kinoz. The Koma Mishlok is Halistate Loki Kinoz Nechalim Levi Gibbon. Ukach Mokhim Kom Kvachim Mishmat. The Limots and Mokhim Kulum Bichol Mishvizekh. The Koma Esti Kashe. Why do we need a posse? That Halistate Loki Kinoz. So it cannot be the kind of Mitzvah Hiras Matze. Because it's not Mishtameres Neshimatzes Mitzvah. Or it's not Mishtameres Chol Shivo, because it's Mishtameres Chol Shivo, it's not Mishtameres, the Gemara says, Ushmartem is a Matzes, Matzes are Mishtameres, Yotzes Zushim, Mishtameres, Shumatzes, Lishim Zeba. And then, Posik, Shivas Yomi, Matzes, Lechim, Matzes, and Lechelis, Lishivas Yomi, Yotzes Zushim, Lechelis, Lishivas Yomi, Melodim, Lelaimo. So the Gemara has the Kashi, why do we have to resort to this Posik? Of not Mishtameres Lishimatz, Elishim Zebach, or Shim Nechelis Lishivasyon Melayim Melaimo, without this posik of Mishtameres. So it couldn't be kind of Mitzvah Chilas Matze with Chalas Tedo, because it's not Nechel Bichol Mishavetz. So the Gemara gives a Teretz, it is Nechel Bichol Mishavetz. In the years of Levi Gibbon, the years of Levi Gibbon. So, ukach mofik lo mikro achim vishmaot lo mots mofik lo mechom vishesechem. Ubikurim nam nechol minei begiven, ubikolo ari Yisrael. So why does the Gemara say that Bikurim is not nechol bechol mishavis? In the years of Nei Begivon, prior to the Beis Elomim, so it was nechol bechol ari Yisrael. The Maishne veichem antinu lo bechol vishesechem. Yesh leima, the whole chelo imatinu chom vishesechem. El was man Beis Elomim. Below is Mani Begivon. Well, come and have a Halistate or Kikinoz here. It's a Midrash, Mishmartem, is Mani Begivon, is Mani Begivon. And the name, when the Gemara says that we have to resort to the Xeras HaKosu of Matoshim Mishtam Beres, so that Ligabe is the name Begivon. So there, without the Xeras HaKosu of the Mishtam Beres, it could be Mikaim, the Mitzvah of Matzeh. With Chalestedo. Masheinke is Mambi Selomim now. So it's already Mambi Selomim. So then it's not Nechal Bechol Mishovitz. See, so what was Tezus Kashe? So apparently Tezus in the Kashe assumed that when Gemara said that the reason is why we have to resort to the Zakosov of Matzo, the Zakosov Yotzuzushi in Mishtameres, the Shematzo, the Shimzevah. So it doesn't mean only Ligabe, the years that were already passed in the Zman of Levi Gibbon, we have to resort to this Xeras HaKosu. But Tesis in the Kashe assumed that as long as there was a certain period when the Chalistedo was Necholim Bechol Mokim, so really it's considered Nechol Bechol Mishavis. That Nechol Bechol Mishavis doesn't mean that in every year, in that particular year, when you are making the mitzvah of Matzah, it has to be Nechol Chom Shavis. If at one period, so it was Nechol Chom Shavis, so then it's considered Nechol Chom Shavis, even now. So this is the Teretz, no? So of what avail is the fact that in the years past, In the years of Levi Gibbon, so it was Nechol Bechol Mishavis, but now it's already after Beis Elomim. So it's not Nechol Bechol Mishavis, it's only Nechol Bechol. So in Mele, you cannot be it. Now the Rambam, the Gemara here says that the reason is why you are Mekayim, you can be Mekayim with the Matzah Shomai Zesheni, and it's not Nismayit from the Zazakosu of Bechol Mishavis, is because of Rav Elazar's din. Because now my Sashini Shemitmo Shepain may say Afilo Yerushalayim. Now, so only because of our blessed. Now the Rambam says here, Perikvov Milchas Chomes Ma'atza Aloch Eches Hakeyan in Yetzi Bechal Eru Yitru Me'afo Kishi Ma'atza Shemuru Yerushalayim Bechi Yetzi Ma'atza Shemai Sashini Yerushalayim Abo Yetzi Ma'atza Shem Bikurim Afilo Yerushalayim מפני שהביקורים אין להם הטע בכל המישומץ. ומייסר שני אפשר שנתפודה בכלי אוכל ובכל מוקר. וכוסו בכל מי שסיכר בכל מציס, מצו ראוי לו לאוכל בכל המישומץ, הוא שייצים בידיכי. So the Rambam says that the reason is why מייסר שני, מצו של מייסר שני יעלה יצא, because efshar sheyipode v'yochel b'chol makim. Efshar sheyipode b'chol makim. So the kasha is raised by against the Rambam. The Gemara here says the only reason as to why my matzah shemaisa sheyali is because of the blesser's being. So the Rambam should say umaisa sheyli sheyipmo efshar sheyipode. She paid him, he said, I'm going to try. The Rambam doesn't say, Umaisa Sheini Shemitmo. He says, Umaisa Sheini, Efshar Sheini, Podem Yechol Chomokim. He doesn't mention it more. But it's no cash against the Rambam. It's no cash at all. Because the Rambam is like Teitz says. Teitz says, Nino Levi, the Hod Yisrael, the Mimach Reb Lezer, Hainu Mechitza Likli, the Reis, Abel Mechitza Likli, the Rabbanu, it's all Reb Lezer. The Lecha Bechol Mishomis, Shilocha Litzei, Chutzim, Roshalayim, and they say, so we don't have to resort to Reb Lezer. So in other words, so only if we say Mechitza Likli Deraise, so without Reb Lezer's din, there is no way of being Necha B'chol Mishomitz. If we say that Mechitza is Likli Derabbanon, so then we don't have to resort to Reb Lezer's din, Teisa says. Now the Rambam passes that Mechitza Likli Derabbanon, so that's why the Rambam doesn't mention Reb Lezer's din. The Gemara mentions Reb Lezer's din only Alibe. Only Alibe the Mandoma that Mechitza Likli is the Raise, but the Rambam passes like the Mandoma, Mechitza Likli the Rabbon. Alright. The Rabbeisi Agrili. So Rabbeisi Agrili. So he learns out that Bikurim, he cannot be Eitzi with Matisho Bikurim, because it's not Lechem Bechom Mishobeis, but Rabbeisi Agrili learns out from Lechem Eini that we should be. So, Yotza Maisa Sheni, Sheni Echo Baninus, he cannot be Eitze, and Bikurim is not Echo Baninus either. So, why does he have to resort to the Droshe that Bikurim is not Echo Bechom Mishobis? That's the reason as to why you're not Eitze. Without the Exeter Sakos of Bechom Mishobis, so according to Rabbi Sagrin, he shouldn't be Eitze, because he has a Droshe that if the Matzi is not Echo Baninus, so he cannot be Eitze. Rabbi Sagrin, take me Echo Baninus, Echo Baninus, Echo Baninus, so will the Rabbi Shimon. That Shimon holds that it's Nechal, it's Nechal Banimus, Bikurim is Nechal Banimus. The time you become Masur Meile, the Rav Shimon Mat, my time in Rabbanon, the Sibi Sukha Lecho Bishamecho, so Masad Gomcho, so there is the Yom Amar Thomas Yotcho in the Bikurim, and so there is a hekesh between Thomas Yotcho, which is Bikurim, and Maisa Sheini. So Bikurim discuss Bikurim Maisa, Ma Maisa was Oleine, and Bikurim was Oleine. That's the Rabbanon. Shimon, Trumo Krino Rachmano, Ki Trumo. Since the Torah calls it Trumo, so it is analogous to Trumo. Ma Trumo Miteres Leinen, Abikur Miteres Leinen. But Shimon made the Hekesh Leslein, Simche Min Lichter Ksidebo, by Bikurim, Virsi, Viso Machto Bicholatei, Viso Machto Bicholatei. So Ahun is Man Simcho Yosef. Man, Matzeres Vadachad, Meidu Mikere, Machad Vadachanike, Meidu Veinikere. Now just one little taste, yes. Eitzi Chitin Museir. So Gemara says, Im Amore Sheinu Bikurim, Afmatze Sheinu Bikurim, Eitzi Chito Museir, Sheyeit Vimino Bikurim. That he shouldn't be Eitze, that he shouldn't be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Matze, with Chitin Museir. Eitzi Chitin Museir, Sheyeit Vimino Bikurim. Eil hakshis, that's the mashal of this. Eil hakshis, im kei neitzi kol chamesh esamini, sheyesh b'minu b'mikuri. So that's no kash, according to mashal of this. Why not? The only lechem b'ino, the matinon, reil, eiras v'deifu. Eiras v'deifu. So the mashal changes with this. And instead of eil hakshis, if we are given, it says the mashal is given as the Teitz says. So Teitz says, there is no kash. Teitz just discusses it. You cannot ask, im kei neitzi kol chamesh esamini. So that's no kash. Why? The only lechem b'ino. But the mashal is given as vim teima. Im kei neitzi kol chamesh esamini. Sheyesh b'mino b'korim. The only lechem b'ino matir ulu lechem b'ino. So the Teitz remains in the kash. Now, it seems to me, that the mashal is very strange. I mean, the mashal is very simple, and the mashal is very strange. In other words, according to mashal, it's real simple. So Teitz says, now, the more as the kashe, אייץ יחיתו מסייבו שיש מין מקורי. תאמר, ראי מה מעצס מעצס ריב. So, but if not matzis matzis ribo, what would I say? That you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with chitum seirim. So with what would you be mekayim? Chitum seirim out. So with what would you be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? With horseradish. You couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with horseradish. So you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with rei, with the chamisha mini. So what do you have? You have chitum seirim kusmi. She bail a shul, that's all yeah. So when Gemara says, im amora she dimin bikuli, ma matzo she dimin bikuli, eitz yichitim seifu she dimin bikuli. So what would I say then? Talmud leiva matzis matzis libo. I suppose, so because of matzis matzis libo, so I don't exclude chitim seifu. But suppose there hadn't been exerz achos of matzis matzis libo, then I would be made zichitim seifu. So with chitin seirim you couldn't be mikai matze. With what could you be mikai matze? With the other meaning, the other thing. Chitin seirim are out. So then I would be mikai the mitzvah of matze with kusmi and shibei l'shuol and shibei. And shibei l'shuol and shibei. So the mashal changes the gears. So according to mashal, eimah hakshes, im kene yitzikol chamesh esamini. So Kitzvah says, no, that's no kashe. So in Kenetzi, because that means she has been on Bikuri. So all the 5 minutes would be out. So how could you be kind of mitzvah of matzah? So Kitzvah did tell it, the only lechem being on, the mamatin on yil, eres videich. Eres videich. So in other words, we cannot say that we are mitzvah kol chamesh esamini. Because if we are made to call Chamesh Samini, so if Chamesh Samini are out, so nothing, so you couldn't be Mikayim with anything. Because you can only be Mikayim with something that's a Chalashim Lechem. What has a Chalashim Lechem? Only the 5 minutes. Something that is not only 5 minutes, but say Eretz Vedeichen, even though Eretz Vedeichen are very similar to Chitin, but it's not Lechem. So Mimele, we couldn't be Mimayim. All the Chamesh Samin. But what could we be Mimayit? Only Chitim Seirim. Why Chitim Seirim? Yes. And the Chamesh Samin. And Chamesh Samin not. So the answer is this. The Gemara says, now, what's the Aloha? Chito Seiro, Shivas Mini Bikurim is Chito Seiro, the Torah mentions. In Parsha Eke. Chito Seiro, Gefen, Rimein Dvash, that's Tmor. That's Tmor. These, Zayis. So these are the 7 minutes. Now, how about now? So let's say, so we got a brocha achas min shalich. So we have to say, I know these 7 minutes. But suppose one eats a pass of kusmin, of shibel shuol, of shibel. So he also has to say a brocha achas. I mean, so if he eats pas mamesh, so it's birkas hamozeh. But if it's not pas mamesh, so then he has to say brocha achas min shorish. But brocha achas min shorish is only ad shivas amini. The answer is that kusmin bichlal chitin and shibei l'shuol and shibei is bichlal zeir. But so that halacha of kusmin bichlal chitin and shibei l'shuol and shibei bichlal zeir has application regarding brochachas min sholish, so it has application. But it has no, and regarding kloyim it has application. In other words, that seirim and shibel shuol and shipon are not considered as different meaning regarding kloyim. But as far as bikurim is concerned, so by bikurim there is aloche that even the 7 minutes. So in mivim bikurim elo min amivchorim shebimim. Ma'abchorim shebimim. So there are certain dates that you cannot bring as bikurim. So mimele, true that kusmin is bichlal chiti, and shibel shuol and shipon is bichlal seirim. But since by bikurim, so there is aloche only mina mufchorim you can bring, and not mufchorim, so mimele bikurim shibel shuol and shipen, shibel shuol and Shipain and Kusmi, they are not tut shvel shua iz bikhlav seirim, but that's not the ikar of seirim, iz bikhlav seirim, but the mukhalim of seirim it isn't, and kusvim iz bikhlav chitim, so mainly it has relevance ligabi klayim, ligabi berchas hamozeh, so iz bikhlav the fact is bikhlav chitim, so mainly iz bikhlav berchas hamozeh, he has to say ameitzi, broch achas, mein sholesh, let's say if he doesn't have tzuras apas, but it has no relevance in Gabi Bikurim, because the Gabi Bikurim is only the main, the Mufchorim Shebimim. So that means that Shebel Shuol and Shippen and Kusmin, so Bikurim are not bought from Shebel Shuol and Shippen and Kusmin, only from Chitin and Seirim. So Mimele, Gimora says, Eitzi Chitin and Seirim, Sheyeh Bimin and Bikurim, so I would only exclude Chitin and Seirim, because Bikurim are bought from Chitin and Seirim, but Shebel Shuol and Chipein, Shebel Shuol and Chipein and Kusmin, so two Kusmin is Bechlal Chitin, and Shebel Shuol and Chipein is Bechlal Seirim, but it's not the Ikamin, and here there is a Loche that only in Amufchorim Shebizayin. So when Gemara says it's a Chitin and Seirim, the Gemara only means I would exclude Chitin and Seirim, but I wouldn't exclude Kusmin and Shebel Shuol and Chipein. So I still could be the kind of mitzvah of matzeh with Kusmin and Shebel Shuol and Chipein. But, so this is what Jesus says, in Hakshis and Kenetz Kochamish Samim Sheish Bimim Bikurim, the Onu Lechem Bihinon, the Mantin of the Yil, Eres Vichem, because if I would say, Eitzi Kol Chamishis Mimim, not only the thing that avod bebikurim I should be meitzi anything that is nichlal in that meat, and kusnim, even though it's not muvo bebikurim, and shebel shuol and shupon is not muvo bebikurim, but it's nichlal in the meat that is avod bebikurim. So that Gemara doesn't mean that eitzi everything that is nichlal in the meat. The Gemara only means eitzi chitim usirim, because that particular meat that is Yeshua Minu Bikurim. That's the main mean that is of Chitim Usayri. But Kusmin and Shebel Shul and Shippon, so that's, it's Nichlal in Chitim, it's Nichlal in Seirim, but it's not Bot Bikurim, so that I wouldn't be Meitzi. But the Gemara couldn't mean that it's Chitim Usayrim and Kusmin and Shebel Shul and Shippon. So with nothing could you be Mikai in the mitzvah of matzeh, because it has to be of the chamishis aminim. If not of the chamishis aminim, it's not lechem. So the girse of the mashal is the correct girse. The mashal's girse, so according to mashal's girse, so teitzves remains in the kashe, in a very strange kashe. In other words, so we should say, we should be meitzi everything. So how can there be such a droshe that is meitzi, that negates the whole mitzvah of achilas matzeh?